97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Welcome back to Second Amendment Radio in the Great Outdoors. Mark Coxon here along with Bo Matthews and Carl Middleman.
Pew, pew.
And we are talking outdoor stuff right now because I'll tell you what, man, my favorite memory, one of my favorite memories as a child, one of my most memorable times was going to a youth fishing derby. And thanks to my uncle who went there with us because my dad was out of town. And I caught the biggest trout out of this pool that they had set up. And I won a big fancy tackle box and I thought I was it. I was the big fish, Bo Matthews, when I did that.
And that's how you got your nickname out
there. That's how I got my CB radio nickname, Big Fish, because I caught the biggest fish there at the fishing derby. But those are the kinds of things that can get a kid hooked on fishing, because once you've had that taste of success, you like that, right? We got Captain Daryl Balladeer with us this morning. He is with the Washington, Missouri Police Department, but maybe more importantly here, he's chairman of the 21st Annual Youth Fishing Derby out in Washington coming up in September. Captain, welcome into the show.
Thank you, sir.
Absolutely. So tell us, you've been doing this a long time, haven't you?
Well, yes, I have. well, the Elks have on their own, and then I've been doing it for several years as assistant chairman, and now I've been the chairman last 4 or 5 years.
Love that.
With a long-running fishing derby like this, it's got some history. And we want to put out there, it is on Saturday, September 17th. And you may be thinking, well, why are we talking about it now? You do have a deadline for sign-up, so I definitely want to get that out at the front of the conversation here just to let people know who's invited and when they have to get registered.
It's everyone's invited. It's a youth fishing derby, obviously, so ages are 6 to 14. The deadline to register is next week. It says by August 31st, but we'll probably take them until next Friday. We don't want to turn anybody away that we can keep, you know.
And how many people do you get coming out to this in the years past?
We average around 100 children. We've had up to 150. There's been a year or two where the weather didn't really cooperate. We were as low as 75. So.
Wow.
The lake's big enough. We can accommodate 250. So
nice. And, you know, maybe a little unusual for those of us familiar with some of the derbies that they set up, and they've got fish in, you know, pools and stuff that the kids can dip a line in and try to catch. This is actually in Washington Lions Lake, correct?
That is correct. City Park.
Oh, nice.
This is the first year the Washington Parks and Recreation are actually hosting the events. And the Washington Elks Lodge and the Lions Club are the main sponsors of the event.
Captain, this is the lake that is right next to the fairgrounds, right, for the Washington Town and Country Fair?
That is correct.
And that is one of the premier fairs around. So if anybody from the area in the St. Louis metro area has been out to the Washington Town and Country Fair, that's where we're talking about, that beautiful lake that lays out there. Is this available and open to anybody that's listening, or do you necessarily have to be within your county or the city of Washington?
No, sir. It is open to everyone. We don't check addresses or anything like that.
What do the kids need to bring?
Just a fishing pole and some tackle. We provide the worms. We'll have volunteers walking around helping. Parents are welcome to come. We do ask one parent for every two children.
Yeah.
Or a guardian.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So tell us a little bit about the fishing out there. Do they stock the lake? I mean, because obviously you want the kids to have some success. What are they pulling out of there? Bluegill, crappie? What are they fishing for?
The lake is normally stocked with bass, bluegill, and catfish.
Okay.
For this, if there are some crappie in there, that people have put in there over the years. But for this event, the Elks pay to have this lake stocked every year prior to the event.
Sweet.
That's great.
Yeah,
that's
use,
great.
Those are fisheries.
And they do a great job. They really do. And you said how long you've been involved with this this fishing derby yourself?
Oh, I started assisting, well, when my son was old enough to start fishing in the derby, that's how I got involved. At least 10 years.
Oh, that's
fantastic.
Wow.
And has he grown up and gone now?
Well, he's still here. He's still running around my house. So he's in high school now.
Well, we appreciate your service to the community. I do want to point out that the Washington Police Department is one place you can get the registration forms. City Hall there, the Parks Department, Washington Elks, American Legion, or the VFW. Everybody's involved in this thing. It sounds like a great event, September 17th.
Yes, it is. We've grown. It used to be back in the day, it was only the Elks, and we've expanded. Like I said, we've got the City Parks and Recreation on board. The Lions have been helping us for the last few years. And then the Legion and the VFW, they came on as financial supporters, maybe 5 years ago.
Oh, nice. But you can also sign up online at Eventbrite. So if you go to eventbrite.com and search for Kids Fishing Derby, I'm sure you can find it that way as well. Just know that the technical deadline is the 31st, but they may take them through the end of next week. Get the kids signed up. They're going to get some hot dogs and some lunch at some point. And it just looks like a fantastic effort. Captain, we really appreciate you joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I think that's great. Hopefully you get the kids out there. They have a great turnout. We're getting to that point in the year when your weather is better than ever. Bo, you got anything else?
No, I just think it's fantastic. There was a guy, I want to give a shout out because there's this old guy, $2 Don, he used to go by, and he used to be in all these fishing derbies. And man, the adults got so excited about getting kids out, out of the basement, off the iPad and off the computers. And especially with them, going back to school, this is going to be a great way to get them out of the house. September 17th, again, the deadline is next week. And it says on the website, designate your child's shirt size on the form, because I guess they may be able to walk away with a shirt, right?
Yes, sir. Every child will get a T-shirt. We'll have the logo and sponsors on the back, logo on the front. There will also be attendance prizes, and we give medals out for three different age groups, first through third place, and also largest fish and most fish.
Nice. The biggest fish, the big fish.
That's you.
Yeah, maybe somebody will get lucky there, that's for sure. Captain Balladeer, thank you so much, and thank you for your service as well.
Well, thank you, and thanks for everything you do for first responders.
Absolutely. Happy, always happy to help out here on Second Amendment Radio and also on my own show Monday through Friday. So we appreciate you, sir, and good luck with everything.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, you take care. That's great. I hope they get 250 people this year. Wouldn't that be great?
Oh, man. Yeah, just the publicity on Second Amendment Radio and the great outdoors. How can it not, right?
It's going to push them over the top.
Yeah.
They may run out of space.
Oh, yeah, let's hope so.
Sign up soon. That's going to be great.
We want to thank Ashlyn, our assistant producer on Mark Cox Morning Show, for helping us get the captain on the air with us today, because Bo found this and said, we got to get him on. And so,
well,
it's a team effort,
just,
Bo.
It takes a village. I've heard that. It takes a village. I'm just thinking back to my childhood. I never got to do a fishing derby like this or a fishing tournament. Never, never. It was always me and my uncles, a case of beer, and one soda pop out on the boat.
And you could have a drink of beer if you got it for them.
No.
Those were the days.
Let's not start that rumor.
Yeah, no kidding.
All right, go drown some worms.
Yep, that's true. Good luck with it, that's for sure. Thanks for listening to us on Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Until next week, for Bo and Carl, I'm Mark Cox. Have a great weekend. We'll see you around.
See you, boys.
And know they love you.
Get more at 971talk.com.